Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Kate.
And I'm Holly.
And today we've got a special guest.
A very special guest.
Let's go.
It's George.
Yeah, it's George.
Yay. We're doing, as you've probably seen from us tweeting a whole lot and things, we're doing a Bake Off special.
Bake Off special.
And I should also probably note that Kate did the intro there and she didn't mess it up.
I didn't even talk about not fucking up, which would be fucking up in itself.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'm impressed. I'm really proud of you. I feel like you're growing.
I've come a long way. So, George, what do you do? Why are you here?
That's a really difficult question. What do I do?
Baking-wise. Yes.
So I run with a guy called Chris Kerr, Gamer Bake, which is, I think, the only gaming-themed bake-off in the UK, potentially in the world, but I don't want to go that far. That's possibly a bit too bold.
We need to get Guinness on that.
Exactly. And they'll be like, we're not interested in this kind of thing. This is way too niche,
too niche and mad. But we think...
Send over the man with the really long earlobes.
But so it's games and it's baking and it's all come together for... kind of for charity as well. We work with Special Effect and we get them coming along, showing off their charitable stuff. So that's pretty cool. But the main thing is cake.
Cake.
Awesome.
Cake.
So do you do like events or sales or...
So we do events. Next one's coming up in Manchester in October. Mm. The first one we had in London in June. And we did it in E3 week. And that was really, really stupid. Because like everyone was like, yeah, we can come along. And then people were like, oh no, it's E3... press conferences. No, I'm not coming out of that. And then, but then still loads of people came and we had a Splatoon cake.
Awesome.
And we had a Legend of Zelda cake and it was amazing. So we thought, let's do it another couple of times. And so we're doing it another couple of times.
Awesome. That sounds like my kind of thing.
Cake.
Very much so.
And lots of colouring, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of food colouring.
That's basically I mean, I'm not really sure how healthy it all was for the evening.
Yeah.
I ate so much cake. And then,
is it not like a wine tasting where you just chew up cake in your mouth and spit it out in a bucket?
Cake in bucket. Oh, horrible.
This is supposed to be a whole podcast about how great baking is. And you're like, I like spitting cake in buckets.
In buckets.
Yeah, but it's like you've got to, you know, you're a connoisseur. You've got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Or you'll get drunk.
Yeah, that's what I do. I put so much vodka in my cakes, you have to spit out.
You get drunk. Well, we started off trying to be a bit like that, and then we just were like, oh, yummy, it tasted cake. And then we just ate the cake.
The willpower would just weaken throughout the evening, I think.
Exactly. The worst bit was we had about 50, 60 people there, and there was still loads of cake left over at the end. So we had to go to the cafe next door and beg them to take it off us. And it was like, please, just we don't want this cake to go to waste. And so
there must have been a lot of cake to feed all those people and still have stuff left over.
Yeah, that was it. I think the judges who we invited along. So we have some, for our bakers, we have a few prizes.
That they can.
So if it, first time round, we gave prizes to first, second and third. But from now on, we're just going to give it to first to make it all like winner takes all. But so we had some judges to judge it, and I think basically they were passing out about 30, 40 minutes in after having so much of the cake. But, you know, we've learned our lesson, and so in Manchester we're aiming to have 15. Hey! good stuff.
Cool, but that sounds great. That sounds really good. And on that theme, have you guys been watching Bake Off?
Yes.
Oh, God. I should probably say now that I'm guessing this will contain spoilers for Bake Off.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about this week's episode, then this is going to be spoilery, but it won't go out for a couple of days.
You have time.
I'd like to point out that Mary Berry also ruined the Bake Off on Radio 2 ahead of
the
episode.
Did she?
Yeah,
someone went,
so you've had two bakers been eliminated, and she went, no, it's three, and then said the name... of the third one.
Oh, Mary.
And then the person was, I can't remember, Chris Evans, I think?
Yeah.
Was like, oh. Well, no, that hasn't happened, actually, Mary.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oopsie. So if Mary Berry's already spoiled it, I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think if the Queen of Baking herself has done it, I think we're allowed as the Archduke and Duchess of Baking.
Is that it?
Which one of you is the Archduke?
I think it's quite obviously me.
Yeah.
It's you, and you're the Archduchess. Does that word exist?
I have no idea. It's very hot, and I feel like I'm still slightly delirious from illness, so that's warning you now.
So what am I?
You are the...
Jester.
The vizier.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I was thinking Viscount.
When has that never, ever not been an evil person, though?
Well, it's up to you to change that stereotype, isn't
it? True.
Like, 99% of viziers have been like, oh, but it's such an evil word, I might as well just be a villain.
Yeah. I may as well.
Well, I'll take it as permission for everything that I'm about to do.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. That's
but you have to
enough.
Do that, but with cake.
But with cake.
Poisoning cake?
Poisoning cake.
How much evil stuff can you do with cake? It's such a nice thing.
Push it in someone's face.
Yeah. Did you know people poison dogs at Crufts? It's basically like that.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Imagine that happened
in
Bake Off. That would be so dramatic.
Yeah.
Poison dogs during Bake Off.
Actually, no, we should get off this.
Took the cake out of the fridge.
We should get off this conversation because it might be ruining my challenge.
Oh, no.
But yes, okay. The problem I'm finding, I mean, I'm loving this series, but the problem is everyone's a bit too good. There's not someone I know.
The guy who went off in the first episode,
I
was like,
that's the thing.
That guy's the worst baker I've ever seen in Bake Off. Bless him.
I needed all these shows. I need one person to hate. Mm-hmm. That's what gets you through. The person that all sit around, you all go, oh, that person.
Yeah. Who is that person for you?
Well, that's the thing. It was Stu and he went out in the first one.
I didn't like Dorrit.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I didn't like Dorrit either. Dorrit was our second one.
But the obvious ones are gone already.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's difficult because all of the rest of them are quite likeable. The only thing I've got going is that Ian...
has won it twice.
He's won it twice, and I think he might be a serial killer.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right.
He's very creepy. He's kind of a bit like
he's
spacey.
Just posh.
Here's the thing. Here's the things that make me wonder about him being a serial killer.
Okay.
Number one, his talk about going out into the garden and the woods to find things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then he said in the last episode, it went out to the garden, and I still found it out there. And it's a bit weird.
What did he find? And when he's like, I'm going to go have some fizzy pop.
Exactly, good.
Like, what is it? Is fizzy pop like crack? What is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the, is
it? It's posh people crack.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm going to do some fizzy pops in the wood. And then they're like snorting things off each other. Yeah.
And then he was talking about how good he was with an angle grinder.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? You're a good cake maker, but if you've not killed a person... I would be surprised.
Wow.
I'd be surprised.
This is slightly slanderous.
I think it possibly is. Possibly is. But
this
is what being a vizier is all about.
Yeah, you know, exactly. There we go.
Rubbing people's names into the mud. That's not a thing.
I really like I really like so far. I really like Flora. I really like Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's really good. Tamal.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. His bicycle bread was amazing.
Is he? He's the token medical student this time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Flora's the token posh young person.
Posh young person.
But Nadia's the girl where everyone goes, oh, spices, and she's like, it's not that weird.
And she's like, this is just cooking.
Oh, you're putting
cumin
in a bread. Wow, it's so spicy. Your food's so spicy. And then shut up.
But they don't question it when someone puts in like a shitload of alcohol and Mary's like, more.
Yeah. Ugni's too good. Yep. I go between being like, wow, she's really good and being like, she's too good.
Really? See, I think her decoration
she fucks
is
up
hideous.
A lot. That baby climbing into the cookie jar was gross.
So ugly. Like, the actual, like... Even if you take out the baby legs, which is a strange thing anyway, the actual, like, it was a green, like...
I didn't know if it was, like, a traditional thing, because it was so out there, I was like, this must be a thing somewhere.
It was a fever dream cake.
Yeah.
It was kind of like where you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I briefly zoned out during that episode, and all I zoned back into is, and here are the baby legs coming out of the cake, and I was like, whoa.
The worst thing was that I thought she'd forgotten to put the baby's head on, but no, it was meant to look like a melted butt.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, where's the rest of the baby?
It was inside the cookie jar, and they put the lid on. And it came off.
It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
It's a little creepy.
Chopped a baby in half.
Yeah.
And put it in a cookie jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a traditional Ukrainian dish, guys. Where you chop the baby. It's symbolic.
It's symbolic.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just don't get it.
Because they had the Polish bread dish this week, in which they had, for good luck, you had salt tears on there. Yeah. I was thinking salty tears, a sign of goodness. Like, I think salty
also, tears. Also, it was a wedding cake, and they were like, oh, the salty tears mean, and then... good luck. I was like, oh man, that definitely didn't mean good luck. I was like, it was definitely going to be
healthy. I thought that wedding bread cake thing looked horrible.
Yes, thank you. I was like looking at it and I was like, it's like, oh man, we forgot to get cake. Shit, let's just make bread that looks like cake.
And let's stick what looks like children's little Play-Doh models all over it and be like, oh, they represent things. That's what it looked like. And all the wedding people looked like, other than the really nice lady who was talking, they all looked so bored.
Yeah.
They were like, so you're getting married? And she was like, yeah.
I guess.
This is your cake.
Yeah.
I bet it tasted good, though. That's the thing. The only thing not the only thing, but one of the few things I have attempted to make is bread. Have you guys ever tried to make bread?
No.
I have made bread before.
Ooh. I've made toast. Does that count?
So I've made bread with my mum.
Okay.
Every week on a Monday, my mum goes and makes a load of bread.
Aww.
And she puts loads of it in the freezer so they can defrost it and have fresh bread for the rest of the week.
Oh, that's really clever.
Which is very nice. Yeah. So I've done it a couple of times.
My dad makes bread and it's just the smell is just the best thing.
Oh, and it's just like homemade bread as well. It's just, my mum's got this recipe for bread rolls. So they're really dense and they're really... perfect for like dipping in soup and just and they perfectly suck up the soup and it's like, oh, this is perfect. But yeah, so I have made bread. That was a long answer to yes, I've made bread. What were you going to say about bread?
It always seems, I don't know, something scares me about bread.
Apparently it's really therapeutic, all the rolling and the kneading.
It seems like it's the proving that freaks me out. I don't know why.
But that's the bit where you do nothing.
Yeah, but it's the bit where it's like, they're like, it's underproved, it's overproved. Yeah. I don't know.
Who cares
know
if you're eating it?
Exactly.
As long as you're not serving it up to Paul Grumpy Wood, it's fine. Bread tastes fine.
Also, if we're going to mention Paul, the contestant Paul.
Yeah.
Lion bread.
Yes, the lion bread.
I didn't like it.
Okay, right. We're gonna sound like we're being incredibly negative.
I just hate everyone. Okay.
I hate everything and everything. I thought at first from far away, I was like, oh my god, wow. But then I looked up close. I was kind of like, simplicity is
creepy
best,
70s
sometimes.
Children's cartoons are always drawn in that kind of style where you're like, there's too much detail.
It looks like the herb garden or something.
Yeah, it looks exactly
parsley the lion.
Yes, parsley the lion.
Yeah,
that's the
exactly
name.
Like that.
And I always got creeped out by parsley the lion. All these creepy, druggy friends.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, it's a herb garden. Of course, it's like a big metaphor for drugs.
It's going to be a weird thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paul terrifies me.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to talk too much about it because of my challenge.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, how far in are we? Not far enough for a challenge. What's everyone been up to non-baking related?
I just finished my exams.
Cool.
Yay. and now I've got less than a month to do some stuff before I get back to uni.
Yay.
So yeah, that's good
stuff.
Yay. I'll probably just try and fill it with working and things like that, but I'll enjoy myself.
Good.
What about you guys?
I've had two things happen.
Oh, two?
One,
two.
I know.
Oh,
right.
My goodness, me.
One is that I'm going on holiday in 2 days.
Yeah.
Going to Croatia.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
I keep calling it Croatia and sounding like a lad on his gap year. Being like, yeah, Croatia with the lads. We're going to get lashed.
I was about to say, Croatia is definitely not a thing.
Yeah. We're going to Zagreb, Bants. No big deal. No, we are going to Zagreb, but no Bants will be had.
No Bants.
No Bants.
None at all.
I don't know, actually. We
will you steal other people's Bants?
Have you got a Bant-a-Ban?
What?
That went horribly
wrong. Does that even mean?
I was going to be going for, is there a banter on banter?
A banter ban.
And I failed.
No.
I was trying. I was sitting there like working it out, like banter ban, and then what?
They do have segues. You can rent segues from the hotel we're going to.
I thought you meant like podcast segues.
No.
Like
no, but that was a good segue away from the banter ban.
Maybe. Rent a segue. Rent a wedding dress. And relive Here
That
comes
would
the
be
glide.
A bit weird if I was like, Joe, look, I know this is going to sound, it's not as weird as it sounds, but like, I'd really like to get a wedding dress.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything wedding related.
Holly,
I just want to wear one.
Holly told me to get a wedding dress.
Sorry.
What was it called? Here Comes the Glide?
Here Comes the Glide. Someone else came up with that.
Okay. Yeah, not us.
We did not think of anything good. Because we were on the spot, we should point this out. And then it was, and then everyone who says to the podcast, we got loads of tweets like, oh, you should call it this and call it that. And we're like, oh, we're really bad.
Something borrowed, something vroom. I don't know. Something like that. I didn't think that was one of
ours. No, our one was something borrowed, something blue, something on a Segway or something like that.
But anyway, the second thing that happened to me was that I got acupuncture.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Does it
weird?
Hit?
Kind of.
Because I'm kind of, I don't like needles. I get freaked out by needles.
Same.
Yeah.
So she started at my feet.
Could you see it?
I made an effort not to.
That's sensible.
I was like looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
So she started off with my feet. She puts them in my feet. And what they do is they position it. They find a spot by feeling your areas.
Was it like the top or the bottom of your feet?
The top of my feet.
Oh no, there's nothing there.
It was okay. She felt my feet, and she was like, she kept being like, and then asking me questions, then being like, yes, of course, and then going back to feeling my feet, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. And she positioned them like over the area, and then tapped them in twice. Really quick.
Yeah.
Didn't feel it in my feet at all.
Oh, how weird, because
that was fine.
Getting a tattoo on places like that is very painful.
Yeah. Mm. But it's tiny needles. It's not moving or anything. It's just in your foot.
Yeah.
And then she did a couple in my wrists. And
okay, no, that freaks me out. I can't stand people touching my wrists or touching their own
wrists. Well, you could probably say that and they just wouldn't do it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
She did put one in slightly the wrong place. And it really hurt. And then she was like, oh, let's try that again.
Oh, God. This is freaking out just thinking about it.
But then those were okay. They felt a bit stabby, but only in a tiny weeny way. And then she put one on my forehead and one in between my eyebrows.
What was your problem? What were you getting?
Like stress and lack of sleep. And she was like, oh yes, oh yes.
Where did you go? Was it an NHS?
Oh no, it's around the corner from here. It's a place called the Happiness Centre, and they do yoga and massages and stuff.
Oh,
really
okay.
Nice.
So it was like a chi thing.
Yeah.
It was like, because I've heard of people, my physio does, they don't call it acupuncture, call it like needle therapy or something.
Needle
but
therapy,
that's like literally, you've got a knot, let me stab it. Like there's no kind of like fun. Kind of, you know, you need to de-stress and relax your muscles. It's
I don't know if it did anything, though. You're meant to have six like, what are they called? Appointments? And so I've had one.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it helped. It was quite a short one because most of the appointment was me talking about feelings.
Yeah.
And, you know, being assessed.
Mm.
And that was quite nice. It's nice to talk to people.
Yeah.
Friends.
That's probably the bit that does the helping.
Yeah. But it was interesting.
Yeah, no, I have, my mum's a doctor and she kind of puts a lot of stock in acupuncture and things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe I'll go back then.
Go on then.
Fine. Tell us about it.
If that's how you're going to be.
Yeah. Although, just the thought of acupuncture in my wrist is like my worst nightmare.
I had to be really brave just to be like, I don't care. Ah!
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you're there, see, if I was there, I think my pride would get in the way and I'd be like, no, I'm fine, do it. And I'd just be there like 10 like,
she's like, did that hurt? And I'm like, no.
Tears running down your face.
Yeah. And it was weird because the one between my eyebrows felt really like buzzy, like kind of tickly in a sort of weird way.
Yeah.
So I had to lie there for 20 minutes and I was just thinking like, this feels really strange.
In a way that you wanted to itch it or like...
No, it was... I can't really describe it. Have you ever had something stuck to your face and you can just kind of feel it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, it was like it that. Tightening?
Yeah. It was a bit like that.
How weird.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well, today I got lost and ended up in a bus depot.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to find the place where we were recording this, and Google Maps took me into a bus depot.
This place is quite confusing to find.
And so that was fun. There were lots of buses in there. I spent 2 hours on the phone to BT earlier because I'm moving house next week.
Oh, no, that's the worst thing.
And they had a mystery problem that they couldn't solve. Because they were like, oh, yeah, sure, this will be easy. We'll just transfer your broadband over, blah, blah.
Oh no, BT.
Something doesn't work. And it's just like, okay, we'll just put you on hold. And I'm sitting in a coffee shop listening to the same hold music for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, are you still there? It's like, no, I just decided to hang up midway through the 35 minutes of hold music. So that's furious, but it's okay. I'm going to go get some acupuncture later and sort myself out. So what I'm up to, next week, moving house. First 3 days.
Exciting.
Exactly.
And stressful.
And then once I've moved house, I'm going to Lisbon
to
give a little talk about smartwatch gaming.
Ooh.
I've not written it yet.
Yay!
This is going to be problematic. Yay!
Smartwatch gaming. I don't even know where to begin with that.
There's one I know of, which I've been playing recently, but not on a smartwatch, which is Lifeline.
Oh.
So it's like mainly just words. It's this guy, and he's like, I've crashed on a ship, and you're the only person I can contact. So it's kind of, the narrative is real life-ish.
I think I may have heard of
And you tell him to do stuff, and then he goes and does it.
Yes.
But he's busy while he's doing it, and then you'll get notifications when he's ready, and they'll come up on your watch.
Yeah.
Just like you're like a spy.
Oh.
Like a spy.
Like a spy.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's quite well written because it's quite funny despite the fact he's crashed on another planet and everyone's dead. And you get the feeling something sinister is going to happen. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor little man.
But yeah, but black comedy, that's always good.
Yeah.
That's a good angle to take.
Yeah, that's always
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. That's good fun. Yeah. Good fun.
I had a weird moment. I just remember this now. So I had two exams, and just before my last exam, I managed to catch an illness because I was stuck in a hall with filthy students.
You are one.
Of which I'm one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did go along just in like a sack of potatoes. And just like,
were the potatoes still in it?
I was very lazy that morning. Yeah. Actually, my exams were in the Royal Horticultural Halls, which is just a giant
full of potatoes.
Yeah.
A greenhouse is not a fun thing to have an exam in when it's August.
Doesn't sound like it.
But yeah, I managed to catch some kind of illness. And then the night before my last exam, I was lying in bed and I was just like, at the time, I didn't realise it, but I think I was hallucinating. I kept on hearing my doorbell ringing, and I kept on like going to my boyfriend, like, Sam, there's a doorbell, it's not my Sam. Like 3 a.m, he was like, no, there's not, go to sleep. I'm like, Sam, there's a doorbell. And then I had a really weird thing where I was like half awake, but not quite awake. And I was just like dreaming that I was like running a meat shop.
A meat
restaurant, and I was like,
what's a meat restaurant?
What type of meat were you serving in this restaurant?
I have no idea. It sounds suspicious, doesn't it? Just meat.
Yes.
Yeah, like chicken.
It's just like, there's half of a baby in a cookie jar out the back.
That's what we do. And yeah, and I just remember thinking, oh, the people in the queue are going to love my barbecue. And I just remember thinking that, like, it's bizarre. But it's all out the way, and I'm slightly better now, and if not, you two are screwed. So there you go. I'm on a lot of
I've managed to avoid, like, convention flu twice.
Nice.
Everyone in the office has had flu.
I always get ill from that stuff.
I don't know how I've managed it, but I don't want to get ill for my holiday, so...
No. Determined. Exactly. Determined. Keep it going.
I'm so sleepy, though.
So
I think I'm just going to go on holiday and be like, I'm done being well so I can work, so now I'm just going to be ill.
Isn't that what happens? As soon as you stop like working, you'll get ill. That's always the way.
Standard.
Yeah.
Always
Should
happens.
We do challenges?
Okay, we're 20 minutes in. Not that it makes a difference.
Okay.
If
that
helps,
let's
do it.
Challenges. Okay.
Are you going to go first? You should go first.
Shall I go first? Okay.
Mine involves moving, so.
What? Oh, no.
I mean, I have to move. You don't have to move.
Oh,
you move? Wait, what?
You move?
I just have to go and get something.
I don't have to move.
Don't worry, it'll be fine.
No, see, I wasn't. I need to switch on my Sims.
Oh, my God.
This is what happens. Whenever I try and do something involving my Sims, it always takes a while.
You sound like you're doing product placement, though.
My Surface tablet. I mean, it would be friggin' awesome if I got one for free. Thank you, Microsoft.
But you already have one.
Yeah, but I want another one. There's a slightly better one out at the moment, and it's annoying me.
Oh, my God. You're like the Apple people, but with Microsoft.
Yeah, except I can't afford it, so I just look at it and just like, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Basically.
Okay.
For my thing, I thought it's Bake Off themed, talking about baking. We've got George from Gamer Bake. I thought, okay, right, we're going to do a... Bake Off, Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yay!
And I spent a surprisingly long amount of time on it. I've just realised I brought some dice, but I left it in my bag. What's it
mean? You are the most unprepared person. You're the worst. The worst.
I've got a dice. So you need a dice.
Oh, it's so small, we're going to lose it.
Please don't lose it.
Okay.
But it is very small.
Where's it from?
I nicked it from my brother.
Is it from an important game that needs this one particular...
No, it's fine.
No?
It's fine. There's lots of them. Well,
sure.
What are you planning to do with the dice? You didn't
eat it.
It's
so small.
Okay, right.
And we're in a white room and it's white and it's going to get lost.
Basically, I couldn't figure out how to write something
that
where the two of you could be separate. So you two are going to have to merge and form one person and
Can we come
together.
Up with a name? What's our name?
Couch.
That's not even...
Gate.
Let's be something new so we don't have to pronounce either of those things.
Phil. How about Phil?
That's my brother's name.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to be named after my brother.
Well, give me a suggestion. I've just shouted three.
Why do we have to be a guy? I don't want to be
a
guy.
Well, you don't have to be.
Okay, right. Your name doesn't come up in this thing. Okay.
No, we need to work this out now.
Swizz. Can we be called Swizz?
Let's be called Swizz.
Okay, Swizz. Okay, right. So, yes. And as I said before, please take this very seriously.
I totally am.
Very hard on this.
Okay.
Serious and, face and voice.
And your goal, you want to win the bake-off, okay? Your goal is to win the bake-off.
Okay.
This is very serious. Right.
Okay, I'm so serious.
I'm serious.
Okay, do we get to introduce ourselves like they do on the bake-off?
Sorry, I'm going to try and not snort into the microphone.
So it's like, hi, we're Swizz. We're 31 years old. And we've never baked before in our lives.
That'll do.
Let me start. Let me start this.
Okay.
This thing. It's hundreds of pages long, as all things are. So let's start. Let's see how you do. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are a contestant on the Great British Bake Off 2015.
Yes.
Hopefully you know your biscotti from your brioche.
What a funny baking joke.
Who knows? Maybe you could be star baker and perhaps even be crowned the winner.
The winner.
Oh my God.
Imagine if we were the winner, Swizz.
Oh, we could have a book.
That is the dream.
That's the dream.
It's Cake Week, and you've been preparing hard for this.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Hello, contestants, and welcome to Cake Week, says Sue in an unbeatable, upbeat voice.
Aww.
First up is the signature challenge. This time it's cupcakes, she continues.
Oh, no.
Make sure they're cake-rific, pipes up Mel.
That's bad.
You see a BBC producer behind the camera slowly shake his head and write something down. A visible bead of sweat appears on Mel's forehead. On your marks, get set, bake! Okay. You've been practicing your pecan cupcakes with a maple glaze all week.
Have we?
You are so ready, but you suddenly panic and have a thought. What if it's too boring? Mm. Do you, A, stick to the original recipe, you know it well, and all your family think it's great. B, maybe add an interesting twist, perhaps some candied bacon to decorate.
Ooh.
C, throw away your recipe in the bin with a flourish and wing it. Your instincts will get you through.
Okay, well, Dorrit did the last one.
Yeah.
And she went home.
And I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of baker. I can't take that kind of risk.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It would be exciting, but we wouldn't last very long.
No, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm thinking A or B by process of elimination that we just ruled out C.
I don't think Paul and Mary like bacon. Because someone did it in the last episode, and they just didn't.
It's also the first episode, right?
Yeah.
So what is the point in taking too much of a risk when there's going to be a stew?
Because they always do that, don't they? That, like, the first episode is just, don't fuck up, and you'll get through to the next round.
Okay, exactly. Well,
so should we just, not fuck up,
we'll not fuck up. Let's
we're gonna go A? Gonna go A? Play safe?
Yes.
What you know. Okay, you have to roll to figure out whether you get that.
What? This isn't Dungeons and Dragons?
What?
Yes, you do. This is pretty much Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
I lie, and it's Dungeons and Dragons.
All right.
Okay. Damn. I am the
choose your own adventure.
I don't know what it's called.
I apologise in advance, Swizz other half.
Okay. What do you get?
Yes,
six.
I know how Dungeons and Dragons works. That's a good number.
That's a good number.
You look at your recipe.
Oh, God.
Then at the back of Mary Berry's snazzy bomber jacket. What would she do? You push your recipe and a majority of the ingredients into the bin with utter confidence.
Wait, what?
The camera focuses on you.
Why?
Well, because in this round you needed the lowest number.
What? That's not how it works! You're the worst.
Oh.
What do you make now? So you've thrown away a lot of stuff. You say no, I'm not doing that.
I feel like Holly's only written one option.
Hey now.
I think so.
Hey now. Hey now.
Okay, yes.
Do not doubt my... We've been away for a while. I've spent all that time. Mm. I failed my exams probably because I just wrote this.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Here we go. A, realise you've made a terrible mistake and try to get your old ingredients out the bin with no one noticing. B, grab a spare lemon, as you do, and make some yummy citrus cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Notice some wild, suspicious-looking berries growing outside and use them.
That one.
Well,
remember, you have to take this seriously, Kate.
Oh.
Well, look, as we've just decided that we're going to do our recipe and then threw it all in the bin,
mm-hmm.
we're quite obviously mad. So the only option is the berries.
I would love to see this on camera. If we pick the first one, they've thrown it in the bin, and then they've gone, oh no! It's in the bin!
And then just part of the voiceover, and it's just, and Swizz has gone out foraging for berries.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot of fun writing this.
Okay.
I got really into
it. I think Team Swizz is gonna go berry hunting.
You're gonna go berry hunting?
Do I need to roll
it? Okay, yeah, roll for it.
I got that four.
Four, okay. You collect the berries.
Yay!
And sprinkle them in your mixture, your cupcakes.
What mixture? We threw everything in the bin.
No, I said you throw away most things in
most
the bin.
Most things.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You collect the berries and sprinkle them in your mixture. Your cupcakes come out the oven looking golden and springy. It's a little grey.
A little grey.
Yeah. Okay, that's all right, because blueberry muffins go a bit grey when you put blueberries in them. That's just what fruit does.
It's true.
We know this.
This is just what happens.
Yeah.
Paul and Mary come over, and Paul gives you a stern look with his cobalt eyes that simultaneously terrifies and arouses you.
Oh, wow.
They bite into your cupcakes and immediately spit them out.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
They're definitely unique, but poisonous.
How do they know that?
Mary chokes while gasping for water. They are inedible and taste like Mel's puns in cake form, sneers Paul. You see Mel nervously pull at her collar. Two cameramen high-five each other. How do you react? A. Apologise profusely and say you'll do better next time. B. Silently shrug and avoid eye contact. C. Tell Paul that he's a wank splash, eat one of your cupcakes, and flip over Flora's tray of cranberry orange cupcakes as you storm out of the tent.
That one.
Yeah.
Remember, you're playing this. You want to
win.
We're
mad. We're just role-playing.
No, you're well, person. Brian, get it back. You're trying to win.
Okay, what's the point in apologising if they're going to die?
No, they spat them out.
They spat them out.
That is
poison. You know, so far, we had a great recipe.
We did.
We randomly threw it away.
Yeah.
Then we went out and found some berries.
Some berries.
Which we had no idea what they are.
I am saying you're quite erratic.
It's
not going to lie.
We're quite erratic.
And erotic because, you know, you were turned on by Hollywood Star.
I think wank splash is the only way to go.
You're going
to
go wank splash?
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, roll and see what you get.
I don't think we're doing this very well.
Four again.
You got a four.
Does it mean anything?
Yes.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm.
The cameras focus on you and Paul's shocked face as you spew profanities and shove your probably poisonous cupcakes into your mouth.
Yum.
You storm out of the tent, shoving Flora's cakes onto the floor.
Yeah, you bitch.
Next is the technical challenge.
Oh, we're still going.
Still
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an obscure European recipe that no one really enjoys eating. But you don't get a chance to demonstrate your baking knowledge as you are in the medical tent getting a makeshift stomach pumping from a cameraman using a whisk and a piping bag.
Oh.
BBC budgets don't stretch to transportation to hospitals.
Yay. Wait, ambulances are free.
Yeah. We could just phone 999, surely.
No, that's not what it's about.
Damn you, David Cameron's Britain.
There's no phones in the tent. They haven't wired them in.
Exactly. Oh. There's only baking things, which is why they have to use a makeshift one.
Okay.
Yes.
Thought this through.
Okay. Sorry.
But never mind, because now it's time for the showstopper.
So we just missed the technical.
You were getting your stomach pumped.
It's not looking great for us at the moment.
No, not really.
To be totally honest.
You can pull it back. Everyone knows that a good showstopper is like the key.
Yes.
True.
I'm ready.
Lion bread.
I'm ready for this.
The brief is a 3-tiered celebration cake.
Not celebrations.
These are the worst.
Oh, I hate celebrations.
Ugh.
The baking begins. Sue is making the rounds and talking to the bakers. Mel has mysteriously disappeared. She later reappears, but you're pretty sure it's a golden retriever in a jacket.
Oh, he's so cute.
You're making... I thought it was a cute image. You're making a 3-tiered fruit cake. Each layer represents a different stage in your life. You smile to yourself, knowing you've got this one in the bag.
Wait, what are the three stages in our life that we need to know?
To your horror, you overhear Sue talking to Paul.
Oh, no.
The guy who's a prison governor and looks a bit like Paul Hollywood if he was an assassin. He's doing a cake based on moments in his life. It's very similar to your idea.
That bastard!
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen closer. Paul is describing the cake. The first tier is based around my wedding to my lovely wife. The second is about the time I headbutted a man to death. And the third is about the birth of my beautiful child. He explained to the camera with an unblinking gaze. Mm. Sue comes over to you. How do you address this coincidence? A. Laugh it off and joke about how you thought it was original. B. Joke about how Paul must be reading your mind. C. Accuse Paul of breaking into your house and stealing your idea.
Well, currently in character of the person who's sabotaged themselves and then spent time in a hospital tent.
The makeshift hospital
tent. with the whisk involved in stomach pumping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this one to other half.
I think the poison has affected our brain and it's made us very aggressive.
Mm.
And so we instantly turn to Paul and we accuse him of being a sneaky, thiefy bastard.
Okay, you've got a roll for this.
It is a four again. Is this a loaded die? Holly.
Sorry, I just really love that number. Okay. Sue attempts to calm you down from your tirade against Paul and points out the unlikeliness of this as Paul lives in Wales and you're from the Isle of Sheppey and you have had no contact. You ignore this but eventually regain your composure.
Backstory.
You continue to bake. Yeah, little insight there.
Nice.
Yeah. How do you address the tension between you and Paul? A, you just ignore it and focus on baking.
Mm-hmm.
B, you try to laugh it off and compliment Paul on his sugar work. C, you try to sabotage him by stealing some of his ingredients and planting them on Ian's workstation. The smug bastard's already been star baker twice.
What do you think?
Well, I think we've been really erratic so far.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would quite like to tone it down a little bit.
Are we toning
bit.
It down now?
Well, just a little bit. I mean, I was disappointed there wasn't an option of, like, you know, go over for a kiss or a cuddle or something and try and make up like that. Because that would have been really erratic.
Yeah.
You know? Massive violence to cuddles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think let's go for B. Let's
go for B. You try to laugh it off and compliment Paul on his sugar work.
Yeah, nice sugar work, babe.
It's also good. Nice sugar work, babe. It's also good because it might all be mind games.
He hasn't actually got any sugar work.
He hasn't got any sugar work.
Oh my god! You're like just literally okay. Right, just visualize your character, your person, just in the bake-off tent, shouting at him for stealing his, breaking into his house and shouting at Zidia, complimenting on sugar work when there isn't any. Now roll to see.
Do we have any poison cupcakes left?
Roll to see.
Exactly. Can we check our inventory for poison cupcakes?
They were burnt long ago.
Oh,
for God's sake.
Okay, roll it again, because I'm sick of the number four. I'm sick. Okay, roll it again.
Yeah, it's a one.
It's a one.
You got a one? Okay. So you went for... You tried to laugh off and compliment Paul in a sugar work.
Yeah.
You got a number one. Paul catches you trying to steal some of his cherries. How do you react? A, pretend it was a joke and back off. B, apologise profusely. C, fight.
Fight!
Yeah.
You gonna fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll.
It's a four!
Okay. Despite being 4'11 and with fists like cotton buds, you leap and attack Paul. His training kicks in and he puts you in a masterful chokehold. The camera zooms out. Oh no, sorry. The camera zooms in as you feel your life draining away. The tent is silent. It all goes dark. Norman from Series 5 of Bake Off appears before you. Now don't worry, in heaven, you are always Star Baker.
When did Norman die?
How did we get to heaven?
He coos soothingly. I think I'm still delirious.
It's only now that you think you've gone slightly delirious. Yeah. Not the poison cupcake bit or the stomach pump with the whisk. Norman
and
was the moment too
far. I put
far.
In brackets, Norman isn't actually dead, but if he was, he would definitely greet you into heaven.
Mm. Did you fact check that?
I did just in case. And I was like, okay, I don't want to actually disprove.
Hello, is that God?
The other contestants continue to bake their masterpieces under the bunting and quaint decorations, nonplussed by your lifeless as your lifeless body is dragged out of shot. 10 more minutes, bakers, smiles Sue. You did not win the British Bake Off.
Why not?
You didn't win the British Bake Off. You got killed by Paul the Assassin Baker.
We didn't even survive it.
No,
I don't think it's possible to win. I think the game is rigged.
What? How dare you? I would show you the rest of my workings, but I think I don't need to.
Okay.
They're mysteriously not there.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you would only roll fours, so... It was easy to write. Next challenge.
Well, I have to go and get my challenge.
Oh, my goodness me.
I'm really worried.
Stay here and talk amongst yourselves.
You said I wasn't organised.
Oh, dear. I saw her preparing. I saw her preparing this earlier from afar, and she took a long time with this.
Oh, no.
She took a very long time. Oh. At least minutes.
Oh, God. Mm. Have you baked poison cupcakes?
Not exactly.
No? Okay. Not exactly? Poison croissant?
Poison...
Yes.
pan au chocolat.
Oh no!
Oh
I
no!
Like it.
Here
is
comes a tray.
Is this another food?
Oh,
one?
It's a plate. It's not a tray.
Oh, that's
oh dear.
Last time this happened, I got fed baby food.
It's not baby food, and it won't make you throw up.
Okay.
Well, that's
I mean,
good.
Probably.
Oh, is this okay? I got okay. I was really confused when I saw
so,
this.
So, bread.
Yes.
It was bread week.
Oh my god.
So I've got some bread.
Yeah.
But it's not just bread.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a toast sandwich, bitches.
Oh my
what?
God.
So this is a toast sandwich. It is meant to be the most exciting thing you can do with like 7p.
Okay.
I can't remember what the actual title of it is, but basically a food council of some kind were like, if you only had 7p and you had to make a meal that tricked your body into thinking you were eating something good, you should make a toast sandwich.
Right.
And what a toast 7p. Sandwich is... Well, three slices of bread, 7p, apparently. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's two slices of bread.
Yeah.
With a slice of toast in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep it as simple as that, but I haven't. I've gone for butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Marmite.
Right. Okay.
Do either of you like Marmite?
I do like Marmite.
Holly does.
That's
why I've got the butter for you. That's all right. So we're going
to
try a toast sandwich, and we're going to give it a bit
to
of
be
a
fair,
review. Get your toast sandwich.
I've never really tried Marmite.
You ready?
Okay.
What's
this?
I'm just giving it a sniff first, just to really get the get the ambiance.
Okay, so the toast has kind of gone soft.
So this is a bread sandwich.
It's a bread sandwich. I was so excited.
Mm.
And it's, so who agreed that this was the best thing you could eat for 7p?
Mm. Well, can you think of anything else that costs 7p?
To be fair, I'm quite hungry, so this is actually a welcome.
Mm. Yeah, I'm actually feeling quite hungry as well.
Yeah,
I'm meant to be having dinner later, but I think I'm just going to eat this now.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm.
Especially in the Marmite one. Mm. Oh, Marmite.
I am wondering if this would be more exciting if it was a toast sandwich rather
can
than...
Can I try the Marmite one?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember the last time I tried it, but I didn't like it at the time. Okay.
I mean, I also like the way that you define eating bread as a challenge. You know, like when it comes, I mean, it's difficult, especially when you're trying to keep the carbs down. But
I don't know if I like this or not.
It's, what's up with Marmite?
It's too strong.
Too strong.
Too strong.
But then I kind of like it, but I don't know.
So I think tips for if you actually want to make a toast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, toast is a good addition.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you toast it for long enough that it actually remains toast and doesn't just revert back to bread when you put any kind of anything on it.
Yeah.
And how do we feel about the fillings? Could
okay,
be more
Marmite
exciting?
Tastes like cheese that's not cheese.
What?
It tastes like really strong cheddar.
Hang on.
That's the conclusion I've come to. It tastes like really strong cheddar that's dipped in salt.
I quite like the butter one.
Yeah, the butter one's pretty nice. I mean, it is just buttered bread. Also, 7p, you need a toaster.
Yeah, but you can get a toaster for, like, a small amount of money from Tesco.
That is
yeah, but that's not 7p. I think whoever it was lying.
Mm.
Was lying.
I think
time.
Next time I'm going to make an actual toast sandwich, because this was exciting.
Exciting, but...
I almost cannot handle it.
It was mostly three layers of bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it mostly was. But I can
and
kind
butter.
Of see with Marmite, sort of cheesy, salty...
Yeah.
Sort of, but it's, not cheese.
It's cheddar dipped in salt.
Yeah, but then liquefied.
Yeah, my native homeland banned it, so maybe that's why I don't like it.
Oh, what, really?
Newcastle?
No, Denmark.
Oh, right.
Well,
yeah,
my family's
one. Newcastle.
Newcastle.
The city state of Newcastle. I wasn't paying attention when that happened.
I don't know what. I don't know why this came into my head. Do you know what peas pudding is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
No. What's peas pudding?
Is it a very northern thing?
What is it?
It's like an upside down pie.
What?
I think it's something else.
Peas pudding is just like, it's like just like mushed up peas, but like dry, and it's like a, you use it in sandwiches.
That is almost certainly northern.
Okay,
I thought it was a different thing, and now I want to look it up
okay,
in case I'm thinking of the
okay,
thing.
We're looking this up. I may be calling it something else. It's been, I haven't been in the north for a while.
You can see here that I've just been Googling better than sex cake, which is a thing.
Is it, like, who tested that?
I think Paula Deen, who is the lady known for butter. Oh, no, that is not what I thought it was. What the hell am I thinking
peas
of?
Peas pudding.
Oh, that looks disgusting.
Yeah, people have it with ham, and they have it in a stotty.
I think I'm thinking of...
But, yeah, I was with...
That?
You're thinking of...
So, basically,
pudding.
I was thinking of
Yeah, the upside down pie, suet pudding.
You're saying suet pudding.
That is
pudding.
Quite nice.
Neither of them are puddings.
But yes, peas pudding. Peas pudding. I remember I was working as doing like charity stuff, doing like bagging at Asda or something. I have never seen so many people buy peas pudding.
It looks really disgusting.
I don't like it.
Like the top result that they're using on Wikipedia for images.
Yeah.
Looks like...
I'm going to have a bit more toast.
A cross between... a spider web and creme brulee that's been thrown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's nice.
Spider brulee.
This one's been spread on some bread and kind of...
so horrible.
Kind of looks like something you'd use to fill in a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
It's kind of like hummus.
That one looks like a brain.
That looks like scrambled egg.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's not
that's
right.
not good piece, but it...
Oh, what the... Oh.
It's kind of... It's like hummus, but not, like, nice. Pretty much.
So we've got a Daily Mail story, which is that Newcastle Airport security threatened to confiscate some peas pudding after it was mistaken for explosive. So even Newcastle have no idea what this gross stuff is. Like, it looks like someone's chopped off, like, you know those mushrooms that grow on trees that look really disgusting?
Oh, the yellow ones?
Yeah, the big poisonous ones.
It's basically, it's like mashed up it looks like mashed up chickpeas.
Oh, apparently the guy who got arrested had also placed several Greg's pies in his hand luggage.
Oh my God, that man is my hero.
So he's just, he's gone to Greg's and he's gone, yeah, just pop them in my hand luggage. I'm going on a plane.
That's it. He's gone. Right. I'm going on holiday somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm off to a foreign country to go and experience all the delights of that area.
Yeah.
But before I do that, yeah, I'm going to stock up on a load of pies.
I want a chicken bake.
Just to make sure I'm all right. You know, keep yourself in.
It's the fact that it's several. It's not just that he's gone, oh, a cheese and bean one. Yeah.
If it wasn't several, he would have just had it in his, you know, he would have just had it in his hand. But he has it in his luggage.
Mm. His hand luggage.
How does he keep it not from getting squashy and horrible?
That's,
to be honest, Greg pasties can't get horrible. They could be mashed up and blended and I'd still like them.
That's one of the many questions this article has posed to me, such as several pies.
I'm trying to figure out where he was going to.
Where
Gatwick. He was just going to Gatwick. That's like an hour.
He had 6 £1.80 tubs of the traditional pudding, and they used this genuinely, not unironically, just totally unironically, and Northeast delicacy. Delicacy. It doesn't look delicate at all,
sure. It's the least delicate looking thing ever. It's literally a yellow splat.
There's also a quote from the guy. I love my peas pudding, he told the Mirror. I think the resemblance to Semtex, which is the explosive, was pushing it a bit far, as it was in containers marked peas pudding.
Terrorists, you've got your ideas there for how to get your Semtex on the flight.
Oh, no, it's peas pudding. Can you eat some? It's not for me. I'm allergic to whatever the hell's in peas pudding.
Peas pudding is made from split peas boiled with onion and carrots.
That's baby food.
That's not a pudding.
But going back to Greg's, I lived
in Greg's.
5 minutes away from the original Greg's.
Wow.
Greg's of Gosforth. Mm. And there is a plaque and like a little stand with like a little museum-y type thing of like the original Greg's and like pictures of people outside of like an old-timey Greg's. We're so proud.
There's a Greg's museum.
No. It's not I wouldn't say a museum is a little... It's like, you know, like blue
pies that have been in there for like 2 days. Exactly. They're like, museum pies!
But like, you know, like, you get the blue plaque saying like, so-and-so was born. It's like that, but like, this is the original Greg's.
Is that official?
I don't think so.
No.
But they just have like a little stand with a bunch of old photos and things like that. It's lovely.
Photos of what?
The old Greg's.
Pies gone by.
Don't you doubt my heritage.
How old is this old Greg's?
Like 1911 or something?
Oh, okay.
That's quite old.
It's like 100 years old. It took
them that long to get, you know,
down south.
Everywhere. So that's terrible.
Let's not doubt Greg's here. Yeah. Hey, you want to go to Newcastle on a night out where Greg's have bouncers?
I don't want to do any of those things.
I don't think I want to do that.
No. Go to Newcastle? No. On a night out? No. To Greg's? No.
Newcastle?
No.
But night
Greg's
out?
Greg's and Bouncers.
Newcastle and night out, fine. But Greg's?
Oh,
Greg's on a night
why
out?
Why are they open on a night out?
Really?
Because drunk people want pasties. Mm. They must make a lot of money. Also, there's Greg's Moments, which is the fancy Greg's.
Greg's Moments.
Greg's Moments, which is a fancy coffee shop version of Greg's.
The thing is, when I think Greg's Moments, I think the time people have been sick outside of Greg's, or the time I found an entire mouse in my Greg's pie, and, you know, those aren't nice things.
Why are you hating on Greg's? Why is this turned into a
I still keep going there. Despite, you know, I didn't actually find a mouse in my
pie. No, you would be a millionaire otherwise.
I would.
Yeah.
I would take all that delicious Greg's money. Go straight to the bank.
I thought you say go straight to Greg's.
I go straight. After going to the bank, I go into Greg's with a tenner and be like, some more pies, please.
And then just look for the mouse, try and make some more.
Yeah, it's more reliable than winning the lottery.
Yeah.
You just invest it back into Greg's and then you get even more.
Hoping that they fuck up
again.
Yeah,
double your money with mice. That's my get rich.
That's your game show, in fact. Double your money with mice, featuring Kate Gray.
It's like that one where you guess if the card is higher or lower, except I give you two pies and I'm like, which one's got the mouse in? Is it sausage? Is it mouse? And then you have to pick one.
And then the crowd's chanting.
I thought you were saying one of them was sausage and one of them was mice. Like, and it was like, which one's the mouse? And I was like, I guess the one that you said was mouse.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
No, that's very unprofessional.
The crowd can join in with chants as well. Yeah. So, mice.
Sausage, yeah. Oh, trick question, it's mouse sausage. And then everybody loses and we go to like a sudden death round. I don't know, I haven't ironed out.
So in this cake you're looking up that's better than sex cake.
Yes.
But again, I don't know, are they talking about sex with, I don't know, Eric Pickles? Or are they talking about sex with George Clooney?
Like, Eric Pickles, why is he the one that comes first to your mind?
Because Eric Pickles' son hit on me in a club.
Really?
Yeah. No.
And he is just as charming and good looking as his father.
We were talking about slander earlier. I think we're back in that territory.
Yeah.
He's not
in Parliament anymore, is he?
So,
I'm fine.
I'm going to tell you about the Better Than Sex cake, also known as Is It Really Better Than Sex cake? Or the Better Than Robert Redford cake?
What?
You know Robert Redford,
Robert Redford.
Old slash probably dead guy? Yeah, it's better than him.
Okay.
And
what
he
context?
Tastes great, okay?
He does. He tastes like peas
pudding.
What
is it? It's got a moist centre. Now I'm just thinking that people are maybe having sex with the cake.
No. Yeah.
You create it by inserting a fork into the cake several.
Wait, what?
And then filling the holes with a mixture containing sugar and pineapple.
What?
I don't know. Basically, you kind of poke holes in it.
Yeah,
like,
you stab the cake.
And then you insert a mixture into the holes.
Okay, right, so what do you use to poke the holes? And what
a
do you,
fork.
What mixture are you inserting? Because this just sounds
sugar.
Like cake.
You're disgusting.
Right.
Exactly. You're disgusting.
This isn't a better than sex cake. This is just a sex cake.
Have sex with the cake.
Love Honey will be selling them soon. Yeah.
There's a link to something that says several ways to make cake better than sex. These people are...
They're obsessed.
Yeah. They just sound quite sad.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dig at their partners.
Yeah.
Like, this cake is better than sex, pointed look at husband.
Because this cake, it's like a dried up... Yeah.
I hate you.
So I was thinking, so game a bake.
Yes.
Game a bake. Games.
Baking.
Baking games.
What game characters would be what cake? Like, if you know how you're saying, like, okay, so Mario's your classic Victoria sponge.
Yeah.
Everyone likes him. He's a staple. He's safe.
Bit boring.
Can be a bit boring.
Princess Peach, fondant fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
She's kind of a bit prissy, and you're kind of like, oh, I don't really like you that much.
Oh,
but people still seem to like her a lot.
I like fondant fancy.
And people dress up as her.
All
I'm pretty
time.
Sure I've seen someone dressed up as a fondant fancy.
That's a dream.
Oh
that
my
was
God.
That was.
Is it? Let's see if I can find it.
That will
this isn't
exist.
Thrilling for people
this is
gonna listening.
Be, this is going to be... you're going to find some really weird, like, fondant fancy fetish.
Fondant fancy right costume?
That's not a thing.
This isn't.
It's going to be...
Look, there is someone dressed up as a fondant fancy.
No, that is someone holding a fondant fancy.
She's got a cube around her body.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And
fine.
Here's a man with some baguettes.
Yeah.
This is a man... dressed as Mr. Motivator. That's just a French lady, and that's
adult costume. That's
just,
where we've gotten to
just
now.
A sex outfit.
That took us five five taps, and we were on adult costume.
Oh, yeah. Any costume can be sexified. If you put sexy fondant fantasy in it, but you'd get loads of results.
So, yeah, game characters as cake. So let's think of another one.
You're a Yoshi B.
Yoshi. Key lime pie? Screen. Don't really like it. It's kind of annoying.
I'll take that. I'm trying to think about non-Nintendo characters.
But
for some reason, Nintendo characters are like...
What about Snake? I think Snake would be a day-old baguette.
Oh,
like not crusty.
Bad.
No, not really.
Would he not be... I don't really know much about Metal Gear. How about Bayonetta? What's Bayonetta? What's the sexiest thing you can think of?
She'd be a Black Forest Gatto.
Oh, yeah. She'd be rich and kind of slutty.
And fruity.
Messy.
Yeah.
A bit of a mess.
Messy?
Well, Black Forest Gatto is kind of messy in a sexy kind of way.
Yeah, but she's all like put together and...
But she's not an actual cake.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm taking this a bit literally now.
Yeah. What other games?
But she's not covered in chocolate.
Yeah. She's not soaked in kirsch liqueur. I don't understand.
What's your point here, Kate?
I'm trying to think. Gordon Freeman.
Yes.
New York cheesecake.
Boring. Okay.
It's a classic. People like him
way too much.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a classic.
Classic.
It doesn't have too much personality.
No.
And people are able to put, you know, they're kind of able to put their own mark on it as well.
Yeah, so that's true.
If you want to add your own sort of character blueberries, you can put those.
My Gordon is coated in caramel.
Really?
Yes.
Hello.
I don't really like cheesecake.
You don't really like cheesecake, so you chuck caramel all over.
Yeah, so it tastes like something I do like. It's cake made of cheese. It's weird.
Well, not Sonic. I think Sonic would be one of those...
really annoying.
I think one of those... Do you remember when you're kids and you'd get those kind of cupcake packets that just add milk?
Yeah.
And
they,
like Tom and Jerry things that are just probably just full of numbers and make you into a hyper mess. I think that's Sonic.
See, I was going to say he'd be one of those really shitty, like, supermarket own brand birthday cakes that come in a box.
Yeah.
It's just covered in, like, M&Ms, so you can't tell how bad it looks.
Yeah.
With the horrible, like, icing that just, you can just, like, peel off and it's, like, dry on top.
I'm trying to think, like, of an old school recipe that's stop being popular and they've just tried to keep changing it to make it relevant again.
I was going to say upside down cake, but that just hasn't come back really.
No.
That's died.
I'm also trying to think of a donut.
Because they keep being like, whoa, now it's a cronut. And you're like, it's still a donut.
It's a cronut.
It's a croissant donut. So it's a donut made of like puff pastry, basically.
And you can get you can get savoury donuts at Tesco's now.
Oh, that's wrong.
That is basically like the most recent Sonic game, which was awful. Yeah. And everyone agrees.
They keep reinventing
it
in awful, awful ways. And then people are like, oh, no, it's really good. And you're like, yeah.
It's not.
Who are these people that think Sonic is good?
I don't know. It's a good question.
In this world.
Oh, an extra thing about... two extra things, in fact. They're shaped like rings. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And secondly, people make weird sex things about them.
Oh, my yes, that's perfect.
Sonic and donuts, because donuts are a whole, you know...
I feel like I've been missing out on this Sonic conversation at some point.
There's so much fan fiction.
Oh, my God. Really? Sonic is just the king of...
I'd search for it, but you don't.
No, okay.
Go with me this and look for about 2 seconds and you'll see someone going, okay, Sonic High School role play, no killing please, things like that.
Oh, hey Amy, I really like your dress. Oh, thanks Sonic. And so on.
I
attempted to write a Sonic fanfiction involving Taku, if you remember.
I do.
I also went slightly crazy when I wrote that
one.
I don't know what it is. Whenever I write anything for Taku, I get into this like frame of mind.
Yeah.
And then I read it back, I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Exactly. Everyone else does that too.
Yeah, it was like when I did the quiz about... which of my dreams were fake and which are real involving celebrities. And then I reeled them out and I was like, wow, okay, this just makes me look really strange.
Yeah. Okay, more game characters. Who else is a game character?
Oh, God.
Since
we've done Sonic.
Lara Croft.
What about Tails and Knuckles?
I've only ever played one Sonic game, and that was the original one without the side characters.
I just think
they're like the worst supermarket cakes. You know, there was like the chocolate caterpillar cake.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was at least
I like eating his face.
No, but that's the thing. That was like Sonic. That was the one that everyone likes. And then there's the ones next to it, like the football icing cake.
Ugh.
No one wants the football icing cake. The one with the rubbish jam in it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, no one wants that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who's Lemon Drizzle.
Lemon Drizzle would be Samus.
Oh, that's nice.
A classic. Yeah. You can't not like her.
Exactly.
And then when you take her clothes off, that doesn't relate to Kate.
Why is everything just getting, like, sexy with you today? Like, anything cake related is just that. And then if you... It's a hole, so you go...
Yeah.
A hole in that.
It's okay.
Where have these toast sandwiches been? Exactly.
What about a good old cookie?
Oh,
I know it's not really a cake.
I almost
baking.
Made cookies today, but I ran out of time.
You suck. Why would you tell us that?
And also, I'm a bit gross at the moment, and it's really hot in my kitchen.
Okay, so Holly's like a cookie that's been sneezed on.
Yeah.
There we go. That one's done.
Yeah.
What about a Jaffa cake? Who's a Jaffa cake?
I hate Jaffa cakes.
What?
I hate them so much.
That's wrong.
That's horrible.
I'm not a great fan. I'm not a great fan.
Okay, I think maybe Lara Croft is a Jaffa cake. Because everyone's like, oh my god, Jaffa cake is the best. And then everyone's like, oh, it's quite bland. It's quite bland, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you can say, because some people argue it's a biscuit, some people argue it's cake. It's like, is it a good female character? There we go. Boom.
It is a bit like that. As everyone knows, good female characters go hard when they go stale.
Yes.
And that's how you can tell
the truth.
Exactly, that's how you define them. Everyone, you open a door and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
You leave them out in the sun for too long and they go all crispy. It's,
exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Not good.
Not nice.
Nope. I can't think of any more cakes. Chocolate cake.
Brownies.
Everyone likes brownies, don't they?
Yes.
Everyone likes brownies.
Maybe brownies would be Lego characters from games.
That's true. Mm. I like that.
You could make loads of iterations on them.
I was looking at recipes today and I saw a brownie which through like the middle of it, through the whole centre, had salted caramel running through it.
Ooh.
And it looked really, really good.
My sister makes those. Ooh. They are so good.
Salty and sweet are the best things together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are so good.
Sweet and sour,
so good.
I think I've said this before, sweet and sour can fuck off. And sweet and salty need to get it on more often.
They make brownies downstairs in the cafe at my work, which we're at right now.
Yeah.
Spoiler. I know, right? Now they're going to know what happens at the end. And I had one, because the guy who works at the cafe is really nice, and he's the one who makes the brownies, and he's like, go on, try one. When I say I had one, he gave me a very large sample. And I was like, oh my god, free brownie.
Yeah.
And then I went upstairs and ate it, and it had raisins in it.
Oh no. Why?
Raisins.
The thing is, raisins, when they're in a brownie, they're dark brown and gooey, and you go, oh my god.
It's a big bit of chocolate.
Then you go... No, it's fruit.
Wow. That's the most disappointing thing.
It really was.
So raisin brownies have to be a character that's betrayed you.
Yes.
It's got to be a notable betrayer.
Yeah.
Because it's like a... I'm thinking Mass Effect 1. Saren? Mm. Is it Saren, the guy who's...
Yeah, the guy...
The guy who turns out to be raisins!
Yes, that's him!
That's
him! Oh. He reminds me of raisins for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm just sitting there. I've got a packet of sun-made raisins, and I'm looking at Mass Effect.
Exactly.
It's all joined
here. It's only 15 minutes into the game, and you're like, raisins! Damn you!
Who would be Battenberg? Is there anyone who would be Battenberg?
I don't like Battenberg because I don't like marzipan.
Neither do I.
No.
So it has to be
like
nothing. I hate cake.
Hate cake.
I hate this episode.
Yeah, I hate it all.
So Battenberg would be a character that like is really niche. Some people really like them, and they're also quite old because Battenberg's a gross like 70s thing. Isn't
Battletoads.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a really good one. Actually.
So older people are like, oh, Battletoad/Battenberg, and younger people are like, what the hell are you on about? These guys taste disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's with that?
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Battletoads. Yeah. It's also because Battletoad and Battenberg, they both start quite similarly.
I see where your mind went.
Battenberg.
Battentoads.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Battleberg.
Whoa.
Wow.
On that note.
Yes. Have we done any questions? Because we have like three.
No. Should we do questions?
Yeah. They're baking related, so we can't do them any other day.
That's true.
Okay, best video game cake. There's only really one, isn't there?
What, Portal?
Yeah.
Sweet Roll in Skyrim. I've been playing a lot of Skyrim recently, and there's... someone stole your sweet roll.
Oh, my sweet roll.
Wow. Yeah. I guess there's the cake that Peach offers to make, but never actually does.
The thing is like best video game cake, because I've now tasted cakes that have jumped into the real world and are video game themed.
Those don't count.
What's the
they
best?
Have to be
what's,
in games.
What's,
so
who has been the winners of Game of Make so far?
So there's only been one winner so far.
Okay.
And it's a woman who goes by the name of, I assume this wasn't her birth name, I'm assuming that this is a pseudonym that she's adopted later, Fitzy Fitzcat. So if it is the birth name,
that's
bold,
pretty cool.
That's
bold.
Yeah.
And she baked a Volvagia battle cake.
Whoa, that sounds really complicated.
So it's N64, Ocarina of Time, Fire Temple boss. There's a dragon that pops out of holes.
Yeah, yeah.
So she pins like a dragon above the thing, and then in the cake itself, it had a big rectangle cake, and then sunk like volcanic pits, which were tasty. And it's like a sort of a chocolatey banana cake, and it was really nice.
This sounds really cool.
So we got the recipe on our website.
Oh, okay.
Gamerbake.com. We've got our recipes up there, so go and check that out.
I'm gonna check that
but
out.
But seriously,
awesome.
I was just I first when she pulled this cake out, I was like, oh my god. And then I was just sort of like, look at this. And then it was delicious. But then
that's the thing. You can make it look good, but does it taste good?
Tastes good. And it
that's what they always say on Bake Off. It's it's all very well making it look nice, but if it tastes like shit,
exactly.
Like that. They don't say that.
Exactly. So that's my cheat answer to that, because I'm a cheat.
It works.
Sorry.
If this was a cake, it would taste really good, because in real life it does taste good.
As a cake?
Yes.
It was a boss battle that tastes good as a cake.
Okay.
If that
I'm
makes
trying to
any
think
sense.
of levels that are set, because there's always like cake sweet levels.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, then you could just eat the worlds.
You could just eat the worlds.
Yeah.
There must
be a Mario Galaxy. Is there a Mario Galaxy that's got cake in it?
So there's definitely...
Am I imagining that? I mean,
Cakewalk Flip from the new one. So in the Wii U game, there is definitely Cakewalk Flip, where there's like panels flipping and it's a cake.
And in Double Dash, there's like a cookie
arena. Yep. Yes, that is.
And in Mario Kart 8, there's the sweet
world
one that Karen was called. Anyway, moving on to the next question. Which bakery item would make for the best piece of clothing? Baklava, balaclava, perhaps. They've only asked us that so they can fit in that pun.
Yeah, they thought of that and they were like, okay, I thought, yeah. How can I use this?
Well, so Flora in the Bake Off made like a doughy corset.
She made a corset and a skirt and
I
stuff.
Thought it was ridiculous because she kept being like, every time I've made this, it's collapsed. And I'm like,
why are you making it?
I was like, exactly. it was so delicate, it always breaks.
Like, ironically, the opposite of corsets, you know, like, sort of like this always collapses, but it's supposed to be supportive.
So a bread corset.
I don't know how she got it to stand up, but it was like the thinnest little bits of bread, and it was like this corset, and I was like, I have no idea how that worked.
Bakery item.
Although I will say, on that, thinking of the bread things, Nadia's snake that she made.
So cool. It looked like
amazing.
A sausage.
That was cool.
It did. It looked like a kind of frankfurter.
Yeah.
Like, amazing.
It was good.
Yeah.
I would wear Danish pastry as a hat.
Fit in a lot of the races are going on all around the northeast at the moment. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook and stuff heading off, and they have those things which do look a bit like Danish pastries on their head.
Not quite baking.
Yeah,
but Yorkshire puddings as shoes.
Ugh.
They were so soggy.
If you've got I'm not going to eat them afterwards. Suggesting like you can get like those sort of rectangular trays.
Are we going for things that have structural competence that
make those? No. A baklava balaclava doesn't even work because you can't make a balaclava out of flaky pastry.
That's true.
Exactly.
It would look like a skin disease.
It would be horrible.
I would make like tortilla. Tortilla kind of thing, and I would make it into a giant poncho.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
It's pretty racist, Holly.
Oh, I was just thinking because it's soft and circular. You just punch it. Because you know, like in art, whenever you had to make, I don't know, we used to have to make like items of clothing in art or in tech or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd always make a poncho because it's the easiest thing to make. You just put a hole in something.
I've never made a poncho.
It's really easy. You just get a big square or circular thing.
So they give you like the material to make a tie and it's all long and thin and you're like, poke a hole now, it's a poncho!
It's a poncho!
And they're like, Holly, you haven't understood the brief.
It's like, Holly, this is maths. You're meant to draw a graph
here. Exactly.
Poncho!
Graph paper, poncho! There we go.
So stylish.
But I did get an A star in my poncho studies.
Oh,
so
that's great. Congratulations.
Well done. Next question. Have you ever sneezed so hard you fell over? Thanks, Dan.
No, but I have been sneezing a lot because I'm ill. So
not
sorry,
hard enough.
Sorry if you've heard me snorting
in
the background.
Gross.
It's really gross.
So no, we haven't done that. before?
No.
But we'll try.
Is the answer.
Harry... Oh, God. Harry... Harry Pamela.
Don't be silly. It's Horray Pamela.
Harry Potter.
Pamela.
Says, what's your favourite sort of cake? Mine is the OG Victoria sponge. Also, there's a fist fight. Who wins, Hollywood or Berry? Mary Berry, she's surprisingly strong, yeah. Obviously.
I think you're right. I think yeah. Hollywood's all talk.
Yeah, I think Mary Berry's like beef jerky, where she's actually really tough.
I imagine that what would happen is Paul Hollywood would front up to her, and he would be like, come on then, come
on. Yeah.
And all she would just do is just stare him in the eye and just nut him.
He would do that, like, cowboy dad thing, where he puts his hands in his pockets, and then she'd just, like, tickle him, and he'd fall over. Yeah.
See, I was just imagining when you said he'd do that cowboy thing, like he'd just start line dancing.
Yeah,
don't break my heart.
Exactly.
He's got
confused and it's a dance off now. There we go. I don't know. Favorite cake.
Favorite cake. Lemon drizzle.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty good.
Usually something chocolate.
I have made. Well, I didn't make this discovery. My boyfriend's flatmates made this discovery. Basically. They were eating this cake and they were like, taste it, it's the nicest thing ever. And it was literally just like a plain loaf.
And it was made of these berries that they'd found.
in the garden.
It was
weirdly grey, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I had to get my stomach pumped. But it was just like
this
loaf of plain just vanilla looking cake and they were just having it with jam. And I was like, okay, so I tried it and oh my God, it was the best thing I've ever tasted.
What was it?
It was just like, it was Madeira cake. Oh. But it was just vanilla Madeira cake. Yep. But it tasted like just like butter wrapped in cake.
So
it was amazing.
It sounds like a buttermilk loaf. So I cooked these.
It was amazing. It was incredible. And it was from Lidl.
And that was from Lidl?
It was from Lidl. They were like, this is from Lidl. And I was like, holy shit.
So
This has changed my perspective.
I bought a loaf tin and then I've been cooking loads of cakey loafs because I like good cakey loaf. So that sounds like a buttermilk loaf.
It was like really dense.
Exactly.
And just like butter.
Exactly, because there's a special ingredient that's only available in some supermarkets, which is buttermilk.
Oh.
And if you get hold of that,
really good.
It's so good. Yeah. But then also, banana. Banana cake.
No.
Yeah. So what I've got my...
No. Okay, right. I think we've discovered in this that Kay does not like any kind of bacon.
Really like cake.
I don't really like cake.
It's the
baking
special.
I like watching people bake and I like baking. I'm not that fussed about cake.
To be fair,
I'm not the biggest sweet tooth. I much prefer savoury. So I'll often bake lots and lots and then just like leave it for other people to eat.
Here's an interesting thing. My girlfriend doesn't like savoury stuff as much, but she cooks savoury stuff.
Oh.
Whereas I don't have as much of a sweet tooth as her, but I cook more.
He's like, oh my God, amazing! Yeah, you complete each other.
And so that's it. So what happens is I just go and just bake a load of stuff, and then I've just like got coffee cakes and banana cakes and cookies everywhere. Mm. And she's like, yay! And so then we end up going around and just chucking bakes at people to get rid of them. But that's all fun. But yeah, so I'd probably say... my banana cake recipe.
Yeah, nice.
Banana cake.
Is it like banana cake or banana bread?
It's more cakey because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Okay. Is it like a loaf?
So it's a loaf, and what I've done is that I've changed the type of sugar in it. So you use a different sugar between most loaves.
Yeah.
So if you're doing like a cake loaf, like if you do a buttermilk loaf versus doing like a ginger cake, use a different type of sugar,
we use a lighter type.
Yeah. So what I've done...
Oh, amazing. I always use a Demerara sugar because it just gets the nicest like caramelly dark.
That's it. I've gone for the darkest sugar possible to go with this banana cake because the recipe recommends adding a bit of ginger. So it kind of mixes the two. Really nice little twist.
Ooh. I like it.
Are you ready for our last question?
Let's go. For it.
Athena Allen says, if you had to bake someone into an elaborate cake, who would it be and why?
Is this a punishment or like a good thing?
I don't know.
You
know when you have strippers inside cakes?
Like a strippogram.
So I think like you cut open the first slice and they're like, oh, it's me. I'm guessing they're surviving. But just because I don't want to kill anyone.
In BoJack Horseman, that happens with Paul McCartney.
I was just thinking of that.
So it'll be like that, but we're not allowed to bake Paul McCartney into a cake. He's quite frail.
That's bullshit.
He'll die.
Get your shit together, Paul.
He will
die. I don't know.
See, so it's a good thing. Because they could eat themselves out of the cake, which is good or bad. I don't know. Because if they don't like the cake, then it's horrible.
I would bake myself into a cake.
And eat it.
Okay.
For that very reason.
Oh, so you could eat your way out of it. Nice. Okay.
And I think it'd be quite cozy because they're quite spongy and soft, like a big, fluffy sponge pillow.
That you can't breathe nice. And you're in an oven.
Well, I'd put a straw in, so I'd be like...
Okay, so like when you bury someone in sand.
Yes.
A bit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But more delicious.
But yummier.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'd put. I'd probably put in Matthew McConaughey.
Why?
Because I want to meet Matthew McConaughey. And if I say the only way that this is going to happen, Matthew, is if I bake you into a cake.
I feel like he'd be quite oily.
Oh, man, no. I feel he'd be...
I'm guessing he's topless.
Well,
inside the
obviously it's hot in there.
I've never seen a picture from topless where he's not oily.
Well, that's which would affect. That's like, because the most of those pictures come from Magic Mike, where
that's
everyone's oily.
Everyone is oily.
Everyone's very oily in that.
Well, you could put him in like a ciabatta or something, which has oil in it.
It's a bit like a bread coffin though, because he'd have to be lying down.
Bread coffin.
This is my Matthew McConaughey bread coffin. I'm going to bring that to next Gamer Bake.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, the Matthew McConaughey.
Got nothing to do with games whatsoever.
Exactly.
Maybe
but
you
here's,
can, like,
here's
paint
McConaughey's
Peach
bread coffin.
On the top.
Yeah.
And then he breaks out and it's like, it's not Princess Peach. It's me, Matthew McConaughey.
It's me, Matthew McConaughey.
And everyone goes, oh.
Yay.
Exactly. And then our judges go, not on theme. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
And then I have to take him away and go, fuck's sake, Matthew.
Exactly. God damn it, Matthew. You always ruin everything. I'd put the Pope in a cake.
Oh.
Ooh, he's old.
No, but it's just
He's got so many crevices.
Yeah, but he's old and kindly. He's kindly.
So,
so what would happen is that you would have a really nice bit of cake, and then you'd have a kindly Pope come out.
A kindly Pope. Give you some spiritual advice.
Not the old Pope. I wouldn't get that asshole.
You know what?
Anywhere
you don't want Nazi Pope.
But this Pope, he's a kindly Pope. So you'd have your cake, and you'd be feeling all guilty
because
you've eaten a lot of cake.
He's a Franciscan, isn't he? So he wouldn't want an elaborately decorated cake. He'd want a really bare, boring cake.
Like Victoria Sponge with nothing in the middle.
He's Franciscan, so he refuses all worldly goods.
Exactly. So it's a Victoria Sponge.
Including nice cakes.
Exactly. So it's a Victoria Sponge with nothing inside
except
for
the Pope. I'm going to change my answer because I think it's quite hard to bake yourself inside a cake. I'm going to go with Prince George. Imagine cutting into a cake and be like, oh, it's a little Prince George with his little chubby face.
I was just about to say his little chubby face.
He's got such a chubby face.
It would be like, you know when people dress up their babies in really cute costumes, but they can't really move in them, but it's really cute because they're just like...
Have you ever seen Barbie cakes? Let me show
yes,
you.
Yes, I have. The ones where it's the skirts.
It would be like that because you know he's got a really frilly dress sense.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He does dress like an Edwardian child.
I mean, obviously,
not
that
he is. Close,
what are you fancy wearing today, George? Oh, I'll just go for the Victorian.
To be fair,
look.
when I was very young, I would choose my dresses.
So basically, I'm going to do a Barbie cake where I just bake clothes onto him, so his head's still sticking out the top.
Okay.
So
what about a bonnet?
Maybe, but I can't make a bonnet out of cake. Maybe sugar work.
Exactly.
These Barbie cakes are really quite creepy.
Because then you cut into it and you just have a Barbie left with naked legs.
Not nice.
Yeah, it's not a bit creepy, isn't it?
Some of these are quite impressive.
Yeah.
She's not even inside the cake.
I had that Barbie.
Oh, is that the ballerina Barbie?
Yeah.
Doesn't she do something?
I don't know.
Ballet.
I think I had that one.
Yeah.
I had the Rapunzel doll, which is a pain in the ass because she had so much hair.
Yeah, the head's got tangled. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Actually, I would make my Matthew McConaughey bread into a cake pop.
Cake pop.
But it would be bread, so it's a bread pop.
So he's inside the cake pop.
So he's like curled up like a fetus in his cake pop. And then Matthew McConaughey will emerge when you lift it up.
Oh dear.
That'd be
I'm just browsing Barbie cakes now.
Honestly.
There's so many of them.
See,
sweetness cakery, that's what I say.
That is the prostitute coming out of the cake, though.
Oh, yeah. That's Happy Birthday, Mr. President Barbie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steven
Seagal. Wow, that one's sitting
under
down.
Siege.
See, that's
impressive.
Pretty.
That is
that's
pretty.
Very pretty, but too pretty to be a cake, so you have to eat that.
Yeah.
And how do you divide that up? You had a children's party, there's 12 guests, you have to fry that up equally.
Only
so
12.
Fight.
This
no
is the way
more.
To do it.
I know this.
You
no
bake the whatever the little sister of Barbie is called
Kelly?
Into smaller cakes. I have no I'm going to trust you on that. I used to get Barbie magazine, I've just remembered.
Yeah, I had a Barbie manual, which was like my favourite book ever.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Barbie magazine?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the adverts were amazing because they were for the fancy collector's edition Barbies and they were like, this costs £200. And you'd be like, I want that one.
Yeah, I was, they were the best ones. Barbie.
We should probably wrap up.
Yeah, we will wrap up. We will wrap up on the ending note of us sighing about Barbie.
Barbie.
And thinking about cake.
Cake.
Yay. Okay, right. Well, we should probably do Twitter things. And we are Toku _podcast on Twitter. We're Toku Podcast everywhere else on SoundCloud, on Instagram, Facebook.
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Yes,
we have a Tumblr.
We do have a Tumblr.
I've not checked it in a while.
We do have a Tumblr.
Have one.
Well, we post all our things to it.
Do we?
Well, we post all our SoundCloud links.
Yay! Okay, well, we do those things.
Yes.
Of course.
And I am at Nielsen_Holly on Twitter.
I'm at How Not To Draw.
And what are all the Gamer Bake things?
So, at Gamer Bake.
Yeah. Mm.
That's
simple.
Good.
Like
simple.
It.
Like it. GamerBake.com. That is the website.
Also good.
www.facebook.com/GamerBake.
Whoa,
nice.
And if you want to follow me, I am the memorable, if occasionally useless for me getting Twitter abuse, at George Osborne.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No E.
No E.
No E. Not like the guy.
Which is good because it means I don't get all the abuse.
Yes.
But it's bad because the abuse I get is particularly mind numbing.
Yeah.
So,
my boyfriend's called Sam Smith and he gets people about you like the singer every now and again.
Oh my God.
And it makes me laugh.
But the thing is, people want to kiss Sam Smith the singer. People don't really want to kiss George Osborne the butt. Politician, but not
well,
you
can, exactly. Not me. Well, sorry, thank you very much, Kay. That's very kind of you, wasn't it, to your guest?
But yes, we should probably wrap up. And
we
won't figure our podcast stuff.
We won't be doing a podcast next week because I'll be in the wrong country again.
Again,
sorry.
For God's sake, Kate.
I will also be going away in October. So.
I'm away in September.
So there might not be a podcast like every
I'm
week.
I'm only away for 5 days.
Okay.
So
okay, we'll work it out.
We'll work it out, but we're trying to be as regular as we can.
Yeah.
But we're back from our fairly long hiatus because I'm done with exams and Gamescom and all of that are now over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, keep a lookout.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.